94.1, and we welcome Jason Champion. Jason, what's poppin'?
Hey, how you doing, HJ?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Listen, got a new project and a new song called Always. Oh, man, that's tight. And we're cranking it out here. Tell us about Always.
I appreciate that, man. Actually, Always has a very unique story. When I first went to the studio in Los Angeles to begin recording this record that we didn't even have a title for, the whole album, I mean, I did three songs. It was August the 9th, and I flew to California, and I was going to stay there for about 4 days. And of the three songs we worked on while I was in the studio, we got a call from Tyler Perry's people, my management, and they were in the process of doing Meet the Browns, I believe it was, either Meet the Browns or Why Did I Get Married. I think it was Why Did I Get Married. And they needed a song, up-tempo song, and we didn't even have this song prepared, or, you know, we hadn't visited the idea of this song Always. And so after they got off the phone and told us what they needed, Warren began to put the track together, and I start writing while he was composing the song, the music. And they needed an upbeat song that was kind of encouraging and uplifting, and that's what was birthed. And unfortunately, I don't know what happened, but the song didn't make the soundtrack album for whatever reason. But we kept the song, and the funny thing about it is prior to recording that song, you know, I've been known to be more of a balladeer, you know, slower songs, mid-tempo. I shy away from fast songs, but I had a great time doing this one, and I'll probably do it again. And it is, like you said, it has an infectious beat, has a great message, and people have been being blessed by, you know, the uplifting message that it carries. And so I'm happy. I'm very, you know, very glad that God was able to get some glory from that song.
Hey, I guess Jason Champion. Jason, you're in the gospel arena now. But at first, you were with Men at Large. Tell us about that experience.
Oh, man, where do I start? I'll try to give you the condensed version. Those were probably seven of the most incredible years of my life, being able to shoulders and be right there with Mr. Gerald LaVert and his father, Eddie LaVert, and just being able to be in their presence and learn so much about music. Forget about, you know, me recording records and stuff, just being able to bask in that rich history of the OJs and LaVert. It was an incredible thing. But Gerald found us, I think, back in 1990 when I was a junior in high school. And the gentleman that I was in the group with, he and I had been singing around town for years. Our mothers were best friends for 30 years. And we grew up together, singing together in different plays and different, you know, local talent shows and stuff. And as chance would have it, he saw, I hate to say chance because, you know, it really wasn't chance, but it was. He saw Gerald coming out of the studio one day, and Gerald said, hey, man, I got this idea. And the reason he knew him was because David's uncle was the premier program director in the city of Cleveland of the most prominent station at the time in Cleveland and in surrounding markets, and it was 93 FM, and his uncle, Dave, was Len Tolliver, a very well-known DJ. Mm-hmm. And so that's how he knew Gerald, and because he was responsible for, I guess, breaking LaVert in the early days. And so he said, hey, man, I got this idea. I want to put a group together, some big guys that could sing, could dance, and, you know, I guess reasonably handsome or whatever. And because we had always sung together, it was a no-brainer that he called me and said, hey, man, we got to go down to the studio and audition for Gerald. And we did. And then the next day we went and auditioned for his father. And just like that, we were formed. We didn't have a name. We started looking for other group members, you know, to make it three guys or four guys, but it just never really panned out, and it always ended up being the two of us, and that's how it remained until God, you know, called me out of that situation. But it was a very, 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 very interesting time, and I had, you know, met some great people, learned some great lessons, made a lot of mistakes, and God was gracious and kind enough to keep me through that experience.
Our guest is Jason Champion. Jason, how was it traveling with Kirk Franklin?
It was, wow, traveling with Kirk Franklin was, it was very fun. It was very energetic. It was very emotional. It was very rewarding, both spiritually and financially. And what I mean by that is I got a chance. God sends us through seasons in life, not just with our careers and our professions, but seasons for us to get to know who we are. And God challenged me in some very unique ways during those, almost three years with Kirk. And you know how you think you know yourself and you think you have a handle on who you are. God, you know, kind of just rearranged my whole program, and I realized some things about myself. And actually, some of the songs on the album came as a result of my time being with Kirk. And I wouldn't trade that experience, you know, for anything. It taught me a lot about me. It taught me a lot about being a man, and it taught me a lot about just character and integrity.
Your new album, Reflections. The next question, the follow-up question, why Reflections? What does that mean to you?
After we sat down with the finished product, and, you know, a lot of times people go in the studio and they have a formula that they want to stay close to. I really didn't have a formula. I just had some songs and some melodies and some ideas that I wanted to convey to the body of Christ, because sad, you know, I'm sad to say that we're living in a very hopeless generation, not just because gas is what it is, not just because the economy is doing what it's doing, but we see, as a result of those things globally, we see communities falling apart, which they had been doing already, but it's getting worse. And mothers and single parents, you know, not able to take care of their families or their children, or fathers where they are in the home having a hard time. I'm told that the food pantries and the Goodwill places and things like that are flooded more now than they ever have been. And we wanted to address these things in a very different way. And when I say different, I don't mean, you know, there's nothing new under the sun, but just really wanted to, I guess, be genuine about it and approach it and talk about some things. But at the core of it, we wanted to address how we as individuals, fall into this whole circus thing that's going on in this society that's filled with hopelessness. And because of my own experiences in life and the things that I had gone through with Kirk and with Men at Large and with my father, the death of my father, all of these different things, feeling like I really wasn't good enough, and not even knowing why God chose me to do a solo project, because I felt like, God, you know, this is a joke. I shouldn't be here. There's so many other people in this industry that can sing Rings Around Me, and I have no business being here. Just so many, the whole gamut, man. We wanted to approach that. And after we finished recording it and we listened to all of the songs, they all had some sort of introspective theme to them. And we walked away from the table not knowing what we were going to title the record. And we all kind of went away for a couple of days and said, let's come back and think about it, pray about it. And when we all came back together, the one title that everybody had mulled over a little bit, you know, while we were all in our separate places, was Reflections. It just seemed to, bring everything into focus as far as the album is concerned.
There's a song on your album, a mid to slow tempo song.